Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Take Me There,
a podcast about travel.
I'm Andrew Ford.
I'm Alexandra Ford.
And we have a very sunshiny, luau-y, sandy episode for you today.
Mm-hmm. Those are all good adjectives to describe this destination.
Talking with our very good friend, Don Finelli.
The one and only. Yeah, I mean, an icon, a legend. The moment.
Yes, and you, as you were saying before I rudely interrupted you, the host of the Need to Fail podcast.
Yeah,
on the
which
Forever
I love.
Dog
if you're ever having a bad day, Need to Fail will put you right.
And I've been a big fan of this series he's been doing, which I think is a really interesting idea. And so Don's podcast, he'll plug it, but it's about the need to fail, as the title implies, in the pursuit of artistic creative.
It's about creative
goals.
People and their experience with failure and how it made them better artists, better people, better whatever
and
they
do. And
he's
doing a very cool two-part series right now where he recorded an episode with people a year ago, and then he's releasing that and an update a year later.
Yeah, he's like the friggin' Richard Linklater of podcasts.
Yeah, it's cool. He's a great guy, and he's also really funny, and this episode is really fun.
Yeah, tell the people where we're going.
We're going to Kauai.
Kauai, in the state of Hawaii, in the United States of America.
Yeah, it is one of the islands. Mm-hmm. It is, most people that I've talked to in the last few years, that's been the island they've gone to.
Sure.
Whereas I feel like Maui had its moment. And I remember Maui in the 90s being like the island people
really?
Talked about in Hawaii. Yeah.
I went to Maui a couple times as a kid. I have a photo in, I think, Lahaina with my family. And it was one of those like cheesy tourist photo ops, and they put parrots all over us.
Plus, Oprah lives on Maui.
She does. But back to the parrots. I remember them really hurting. Like, they put parrots all over you and then they take a picture.
No, thanks. And
as
also,
you
that's
know,
probably where your fear of birds has come from.
It's not a fear. It's a general dislike. I'm not afraid of them. They can come for me. I just don't like them.
She thinks she would win in a Alfred Hitchcock bird scenario, and she would be sorely incorrect. Those birds would
destroy
you. What?
Are you, like, threatening me with
no,
a bird
I'm just
scenario?
Saying, that woman also in the movie, I don't remember the character's name or the actress, but she probably thought the birds weren't a big threat. Too. You
it's
know
Tippi
what I mean?
Hedren.
I said, I don't know. You could say any name.
It is Tippi Hedren. Because for a minute I thought it was Kim Novak, but it's not.
I think you're a little afraid. To hate something so much, you have to have some fear.
I'm just like, they're creepy little dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't like them. Anyway, Kauai probably has some great, beautiful birds that
it
I wouldn't hate.
Probably does. But
we've been to Hawaii.
Yeah. But not
we went
to
the Big Island, and we spent some time in Oahu, which we get into.
We'll get into that.
And we
we'll
spent
get
some
a little
time
bit
on
into
Molokai.
They're all, every island has its own personality,
Hawaii
its own vibe.
Rules.
Yeah, Hawaii rules. Well, that's,
if you haven't been to Hawaii, like, put it near the top of your list, because it's so wonderful.
It's so wonderful. And we get into this in the episode too, but it's really not as like, It can be as touristy and resorty as you want it to be.
Yeah,
Hawaii
or it can
still
be the polar opposite.
Yeah, yeah. It's so we kind of get into that, and I think Don gets into his fear that Hawaii was going to be really touristy and really lame, and then upon further research, and especially reflected in his experience, was a really magical, beautiful place.
Yeah.
So yeah,
what's the opposite of tourist trap? Tourist liberated?
Well, I don't own the phrase tourist trap. I own the phrase tourist trapped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Tourist, did you say tourist liberated?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. But yeah, Don is a sensational guest. Also an incredible episode as far as like learning about someone's planning style, because Don clearly has a system.
Also lots of recs. He
so
gives
many
us
recs,
huge amount of recs.
So many efficiency
this
tips.
Is a very,
you guys
this
are, so, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Honestly.
Before we get to the episode,
right,
we do want to ask people in this season of giving,
would you give
this
us
time of year, would you give us, please, 5 stars on iTunes?
Even if you don't have time, you know, you're busy, you're holiday shopping, you're at the mall, you're kicking it with your fam. you don't have time to write a paragraph or two in the
just
in
the a couple
reviews.
Sentences. But if you do have time, you are with your family. You hate them.
Right.
You want to
go in the other room. You want to sit on the maybe toilet and be like, I'm in here for a long time.
Maybe you post about it on Twitter, on Instagram. Sure. We really love this little show. We're just trying to get it out there to the people.
Also, to the people who have commented, who have shared it, who have sent us links.
Yes.
Shout out to our listener, Marco, who sent me a message today that he bought the Comrade compression socks because we recommended them.
Yep. And we get no kickback. We are doing that
Zero.
For
we
you.
We make no money. But that kind of stuff, it really does mean a lot to us. And we love that you're out there listening.
Yeah, interact with us. Honestly, my fans, interact with me.
Look, we're the only people that each other is talking to. So if you would talk to us, that would be a true act of giving in this holiday season.
Thank you so much for your giving.
Thank you for listening.
Please enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
We go to Kauai in the state of Hawaii in the United States of America with
Don
Finelli.
Love to travel. If I could start traveling with kids, it is really hard and it's an extra thing, but it wasn't as hard as we thought.
Right.
And you get there a little earlier than you did, and you just have to like sacrifice your, you know, not the autonomy, but like the ease of traveling just with your partner.
Right.
Like, you know each other, you know how fast to do everything, you know who does what. And
right.
With totally. A baby, it's like,
it's just like, bye, all of that is out the window.
Yeah. You know, like, I get self-conscious, like putting like luggage, like getting, I'm so efficient.
Right.
With like TSA prey.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, zoop, dip, up, my wallet's here, and I just go through, and I'm so proud of how fast, and it's so the opposite now.
Right.
You know, and it's where it's like folding up a fucking, a stroller and, you know, all the other stuff, like the car seat in there. And,
yeah.
You know, if you're traveling around with that stuff, it's like, and everyone's just
it's
like
just
waiting
like
behind
you.
It's
so much gear.
It's a lot of gear, yeah.
Because like, you have to bring a car seat.
You have to bring a car seat and a
stroller.
At
least their clothes are tiny, though, right?
Yeah, their clothes are tiny, Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Astute
assessment.
Doesn't
take up a lot of space.
Actually, their clothes are huge.
Oh, wow.
Babies wear tents.
Baby wear my clothes.
Baby wear my clothes.
Oh, my God.
My advice would be, just try it. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
It seems like everyone... Well, when we were with our friends the other day with Kirk, he was like, oh, Molly, their first child, has been on 19 flights.
Yeah. I mean, that's great.
19.
Yeah.
That's a lot, and it's great. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, she now... This is a thing that's a part of her life, so if she does want to travel or ever need to travel, it's not like a fear... There's a side of my family that's afraid of flying.
Right.
And they don't travel a lot. So that sucks. You know what I mean? And there's that constant fear. That's a constant anxiety. It's like the more you do it, I didn't fly a lot and I started doing UCB Torco and I started flying to a bunch of places and then just get used to it after you're like your first 10 flights in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Like if you're going on 10 flights in like 3 months, you're like, okay, I get how to do this. And if you're traveling by yourself, like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is the easiest.
It's so nice.
You have to worry about shit.
No, you just go on, you have a great time. I remember flying home from college, I would always just be like, this is a breeze. I don't have to deal with anybody.
It's very quiet.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. How's our levels?
Our levels are good.
Our levels are good.
Yeah, they're good. In it.
The mics are sounding great.
They sound great. Yeah.
I'm so glad. Yeah. Should we get into the quiz or did you want to kick it off with something?
There's a quiz?
Yeah.
Didn't tell me that.
There's a little
you
quiz.
Didn't, there's
top.
Nothing you Fuck. Have to know. You've already answered several of the questions, so we're good.
Fuck. All right, good.
Okay.
All right.
This is a
Do
quiz.
You want to start with
this
that?
Quiz, I'm not letting this quiz proceed any further without a name to this quiz.
I thought about the Take Me There Traveler test.
Uh-huh.
The TMTT. People like
TMTT. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
That's all
Let's
I have
go with
right
that
now.
For this week.
TMTT?
Okay.
TMTT.
The TMT Traveler
TMTTT.
Test. It's a short questionnaire just to kind of suss out what kind of traveler you are.
Oh, it's to give our listeners up top a little feel for like who is Don Finelli?
Right.
How does he like to travel?
Great.
Yeah.
Love so it. Travel frequency. Do you like short trips all the time or big trips sometimes?
Big trips sometimes.
Got it. So you like being at home a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. My wife's opposite.
She would be like, let's go away this weekend, this weekend, this weekend.
I think so. I think her recharge about being home is much less than me. Like I am recharged being home and she's recharged being out.
Yeah.
Oh,
with people.
Yeah.
Discovering new things. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't love traveling, though. Right. That's the thing.
You'd rather just save it up. Save up that energy.
Bring me to Italy. I want those like big trips where I spend 2 months planning.
Yeah.
Right. And I learn everything about it. So I think Laura talked about Italy. Yeah. But it's like, yeah. I spent
previous
like, I think about 50 hours putting an itinerary together. But the thing went fucking smooth.
Yeah.
And there was room for, you know, improvisation.
Do you attribute that to having an itinerary?
S.
Like, you're like, the reason this went well.
Is that is literally the next question on the test. Tight itinerary or loose plans?
Tight itinerary.
Talk to me about that.
This is the thing, though. I got things down, basically, to how far things were from other things for efficiency purposes. Right. And then I was like, if we go here, I don't want to spend fucking 3 hours knowing where to park. So let me think about some parking options around here.
Oh my God.
Don's and I would look this up, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then there's all these like zones where you can't park or to get a goddamn ticket. So I was like, where does the closest place I can park to the inner thing to not get a ticket? So if you have all of that, then you can get there and go like, I know where everything is.
Right. You don't have to waste any time.
I don't have to waste any time. Having said that, how we basically travel is we kind of put together an itinerary.
Okay.
And we basically do like, sometimes we do the full day, but most of the time it's half that day. And the other half is like, let's see what happens.
Right.
So there's room for like, let's stop at this place. That wasn't on the list, but I know a bunch of other places we can go for a restaurant tonight.
Right.
I
because you did the research.
Yeah. So we're not going to waste time being like, so what's good around here? Yeah. I also leave it open to asking some sort of local where do they like to go. So if it's the Masseria that we were at in Italy, they recommended a place when wound up being the best fucking meal that we ever had. And if we were in Hawaii, we asked, you know, hey, what's good around here? So there's days where I'm like, let's go to this restaurant. This looks fucking baller.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't know where we're going to eat tonight.
Right.
But I know here's a couple restaurants and I want to ask this person and maybe they'll say one of these and I'll be like, okay, let's go to that
one. And when you're in that planning process, like how does it start? Are you reading? Are you saving things on Instagram? Blogs.
Yeah.
Do you have any like top blogs that you like?
No, I don't. I honestly would just be like, Puglia, and just be like, let me read 10 blogs of people that went here.
Right.
And let me see. And then just do the commonalities.
Right.
And then I always want to leave room for like off the beaten path stuff. So it's like, I don't actually like to do the things that everyone else does.
Right. The touristy stuff.
Yeah. There's some things where you're like, this would be cool to see, but other things it's like, we kind of like to get lost.
Right.
That's why I like to have an itinerary because it's like, if we get lost for like 2 hours, I know something else to do, or I know how long it'll take to get back. And I know maybe to make a reservation, et cetera. So
I love this because it seems like Don is also a person that loves options.
Yes.
And I love an option.
Love options. Yes. I want it open. I want to know I don't want to know all the options. I just want to know like, here's three things we can go, places we can go
that are
go
like
tonight.
Reliably vetted and good.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're not going to go there and be like, man, this is a fucking disappointment.
I think that's the key is vetting beforehand.
There's nothing that makes me angrier on vacation or off than like having no plans and then having to spend an hour of your life on Yelp being like, this one
just
has
a waste
a bunch
of time.
Of totally.
It's a big waste. And you don't really have time to do like the real correlation of like you were saying, like multiple blog posts. It's like, this place overlaps. I know it has a high likelihood of being good.
Yes.
So like this can go on the list.
And that doesn't mean to say that you don't go there and it's bad.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be bad, but it might not hit your expectations. Like that's part of it.
But you want your odds to be, your odds as good as they can.
Yeah, you're playing the odds and being like, this place looks like, and a lot of the places in, I would say, Kauai where we went were all off the beaten path. There is no real popular, it's not that populated.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's not that many places. A lot of the places you're going to are roadside places. That's the best poke just the most fresh stuff you'll ever have. So a lot of planning, but room for the planning is there to give us options so we can go like, we're tired.
Right. And then don't want to do that.
And then half our day is usually on most of our trips is like half a day is like go to a place and do something. And then half the time, if we're like by a beach, it's like we're relaxing.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, this morning we're going to go to do this hike.
Right.
And in the afternoon we're going to go to this beach and just chill the fuck out. Or vice versa. We're going to go to the beach in the morning and then, you know, go to this
half
like,
and half.
Yeah. Sightseeing thing at
That's
night.
That's nice. I feel like we could learn from that.
Well, we have a problem slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you married an overachiever.
And I really like planning. And to me, like relaxing time is, it's harder to enjoy. It's just harder for me to enjoy.
Well, because I think we both also like want to enjoy. Like,
here's why I think. This is why I think it is. Because a lot of places, and I've said a version of this on the podcast in the past, is just like a lot of times I feel like this is the only time I'm going to go somewhere.
Right.
Just because limited funds, but also just like I want to go a lot of places. Like I don't, as much as I'm.
You want to see the world.
I want to see the world. Mm-hmm. I want to go around the world.
You don't want to waste time just sitting around in the place. You want to like see the things there.
Yes. Like it's like, okay, there are these many great restaurants and these many places. My goal is a lot of the times to do as many of them as I can.
Yeah.
Just because unless it's like somewhere in the US, somewhere easy, then I'm like, yeah, I could make it back here easy. But it's like when we went to Southeast Asia, I was like, I don't know when, if I'll be back here.
Yeah. Yes, I think we felt a little allergic to the idea of like taking an afternoon to just like go lay down or like go lay by a pool. Yeah.
I would say it probably depends on where you're growing though, right?
I mean, in Italy, that sounds incredible to like lay on the beach. Yes. That feels like part of the experience. Yes, but when we were in Asia, I think like the idea of spending the afternoon at our hotel just to chill was like, we can't, we have to like, we're only here for such a short amount of time. Yeah. We had to do something
else. I would
say
it was in Italy, it was less on the beach and more like there at our Masseria, there was this beautiful pool. Ugh. It was just like, let's at least spend an hour here a day. Because there was a lot, there was towns around where we were staying. Yeah. First, we were in where my grandparents were from, so that was a whole thing. And then we were at this other place. So we were just, there's towns 20, 30 minutes from it that I was like, let's hit these two towns today.
Right.
And then in between, we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll go. But if you're in Hawaii anywhere, I'd counter this and say, if you're in a place like Hawaii or like a tropical or beautiful place, the memories I have the most are sitting and relaxing on the beach and taking in how beautiful everything was.
Right.
And rather, you know, doing all the sightseeing.
Right.
Or I would say hitting all the right restaurants, hitting all the right things. Right. It's like my memories are like the hike that we did and some of those beaches that we were on. And just like really, I have this snapshot in my head. I can always go back there. It's harder for me to go back to maybe like exactly what I ate at a restaurant and how good it was. And we are foodies.
Yes.
We like it. You guys know it.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Next question. Mm-hmm. Packing style, meticulous or ridiculous?
Oh my God. Is there an in-between?
Kind of. I guess it's like when you start thinking about packing for a trip, how do you do it?
I'm kind of last minute.
Yeah, got it. I mean, a lot of guests.
I don't think I'm ridiculous. I just think I'm just like very simple and just like.
Do you have like a uniform when you travel where you're like, I'm just going to wear this every day?
Kind of. Yeah, it's real comfortable. Perfect. It's like shorts without boxers.
Perfect.
Because I'm in planes. So something about me is like, I have to piss 13 times a plane ride. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I'll piss before the plane. I'll piss like a half hour before we have to go on. Great. And then like 5 minutes before we have to board, I'm like, I got to piss again. And like, it's just a dribble. Like nothing comes out, but I get on. And all of a sudden, I have to piss again. I was like, no way do I have to piss.
I'd say I piss consistently, like, once after you're on the plane, but before they're like, you have to buckle in for takeoff.
You go back.
I always piss.
This is the crazy thing. Always. I'm like, I don't have to piss anymore. And we board, and I was like, I'm going to go on the fucking plane now. And then so much piss comes out. Yeah. I was like, where did this piss come from?
Sometimes your body saves piss. I'm so confused. It saves piss for special occasions.
This is killing.
This is it, but it's insane. I was like, that's my body so does not make sense, and I'll just take a long piss there and have like a half of water.
Yeah,
and I'm subconscious. I was like, I need to hydrate.
Wow,
you need to hydrate on planes. And then I was like, man, this shit goes through me so fast. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, we're talking about
packing. You want to be comfortable.
I want to be packed.
You want to be comfortable because you need to piss a lot on the plane.
That's basically it. I need like in and out. You can see I'm an efficiency person.
Yes, I
like
which to be I efficient. Love.
I'm like obsessed with efficiency.
But if I'm going on a vacation where there's not like a lot of, like I don't have to go to like a wedding per se or like a fancy dinner or something where I can just be casual the whole time, that's ideal.
Yeah.
If you got to have looks,
that's
or like
the
certain things, that's so difficult.
It takes,
to me.
It's, and they're also the biggest things. It's like a suit or like, you know, slacks and a fucking long sleeve, you know, a button up shirt. You're like, this takes up room, you know?
Yeah.
This takes up precious room. Do you guys use those blocks?
Packing cubes. Packing Cube Nation.
We bought some. We haven't used them.
Hashtag Packing Cube Nation.
Yeah, we got to get in that.
Yeah.
We bought them.
They're great.
I think we forgot about them.
Well,
I do think they really help you fit more shit into your bag.
Yeah, we like did the whole Marie Kondo thing and I still fold all our clothes like that.
Especially for traveling.
For traveling, oh, wow. It makes a huge difference because you can just fit so much more in the cube.
So I guess I'm ridiculous then. Okay. Yeah. I'm more
typical. You skew more ridiculous.
I definitely skew more ridiculous. I do not, that is something I don't plan that well.
Okay.
I'm just like, I have a blue shorts and I have, you know, it's just like very stupid.
But it is a uniform, which is nice, which I guess contributes to your spirit of efficiency.
Sure.
Great. Okay.
You're correct.
Did you drive while you were on Kauai?
Yeah.
Did you guys rent a car? Okay, so when you're driving, are you the driver or the navigator?
Both. We went back and forth. Funny thing about that was all the blogs I read were like, upgrade to a Ford Mustang convertible. Do it. You have to do it. Everybody I read was like, fuck off. Like, no way. And we got there and the person's like, well, we have a Mustang convertible. And I was like, no thanks. And she's like, okay, yeah, and then started talking. I also love negotiating. Laura hates it. And I'm not like a prick about it. I'm just like very like kind and like, no, that's not interesting. And she kept being like, well, I think I can, if you want to do it and it's only like a 20 extra bucks, you know, a day. And I was like, absolutely not. That's just too much money. I'm not going to do it.
I love this.
I just said no like three times. And finally she's like, would you do it for like $5 extra a day? I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
and we got this like red Ford Mustang convertible. And
were people right?
They were 100% right. Yeah. It was because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
The only tough thing sometimes is the sun's a little intense.
Yeah.
So if you're on a little bit more of an open road and you're a less jungly area,
right?
It's a little intense. So sometimes you have to throw that. But also you're like, I'll get a little fucking sunburn with the wind going through my hair. You're not totally feeling it. I think it was just fun.
Yeah.
It just was this little extra, you know, sprinkle on the fucking sun.
Because owning a convertible in your real life is truly insane. I think it's absolutely insane.
No matter where
you live, I think it's insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely if you live in like North Dakota, you're dumb. But I can understand in Hawaii.
But even then it's raining all the time. You got to throw that top up.
It's a lot of maintenance. You're playing with fire a little bit with it.
Right.
But if you're renting a car, because you're you know how it works is like there's kind of like a main road that circumvents the whole most of the island. You're not like driving through the island ever. You're always driving kind of like around it, and the roads are kind of along the beach a lot of the time. So it's just like beautiful. So it's just like you're smelling the ocean, you're smelling like the rain, you know, the moist air, you know, like this like clean, I think it's clean, I don't know. Maybe not. It feels good though. So
So you're driving and navigating. Are you listening to podcasts, music, silence?
I feel
silence,
like you're in Hawaii. You got to listen to music, right?
Yeah, I think we were listening to music. I don't think on like cross country trip, like when Laura and I moved to Los Angeles, we listened to a lot of podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, in Hawaii now we weren't. That would be like a distraction.
Yeah.
Like I'm not listening to that. We want like local radio station.
Yes. That's lasting. Especially in Hawaii.
Totally.
It's so nice.
Yes. We found like a good radio station. We kept that on. We're like, we trust that they're going to play these jams that we like.
All the hits.
Yeah. All the hits.
Right.
All the Kauai hits.
Okay, great. So luggage style, check it, carry on.
Oh, wow.
Well, now you have kids.
Yeah, this has changed. Yeah, it's a whole different ball game. We always carried on. Yeah. I would say always.
Efficiency. You got
efficiency. I'm not fucking waiting.
Yeah,
for these goddamn things. Now we have to check bags. We kind of gate check bags now a lot of the time. So instead of sometimes just paying.
Oh, interesting. Do you feel like that's the hack with the baby?
I think that's a hack with a baby, but sometimes you just have to check a bag. Like there's just too much fucking bags to put on. So we're always kind of checking, and then we gate check our bags. So we're not like checking three bags.
Like, I feel like half the time, especially flights from LA to New York, they're always like, does anyone want to volunteer to
gate check? Yeah, you always do and they love it.
Yeah.
The other thing was Laura's laptop got stolen from a gate check bag. So.
Really?
Whatever happened with that?
They caught the guy. He's getting arrested.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, he stole like 40 laptops.
Oh, my God.
Some insane thing, yeah. She like went to Newark with a police officer to like the person's house where it was a crazy thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll tell that story.
Wow.
It was a crazy, crazy situation. She had to get a new computer though and lost a bunch of stuff. It sucked. It was a bummer.
All right, well, gate check with caution.
Gate check and just lock it. If you put anything in, or just
throw that laptop in your backpack. Yeah,
exactly. It was just like with a kid. She's like, I'm not getting to you're not getting to work.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're not getting to work. We have a hack though. If you have a kid, if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
We think it's very worth it to get extra legroom with a child. It's just easier to kind of move around. So what we did was we booked the outside seat and the inside seat. So like the aisle seat and the window seat.
Of the same row. Okay.
Extra legroom. Thinking if someone wants to pay extra, they're probably not going to pay extra for a middle seat.
Yeah. Right.
And it worked twice.
Really?
Yeah, oh, both going and coming back.
That's a good tip.
Fascinating.
If you have a kid and you know, we for going back for Christmas, we bought three seats just to be like, we don't want to fuck around with this. This is a longer trip. We're bringing more stuff. We have our dog now.
Right.
Uh-huh. So we're traveling with a dog and a baby. Oh, wow.
I didn't realize you brought Buddy too.
Yeah. We didn't do it this time, but this is the first time we're traveling with everybody. We're like, let's just get the whole roll and not gamble with this. But when we did gamble with it, it has worked out. And it's worked out without the baby. Before we would do it, book the outside and inside. I keep saying that. Aisle and window. And a lot of the times they don't upgrade someone to that middle seat because someone doesn't want to be upgraded to a middle seat.
Right.
And then someone doesn't want to spend an extra 80 to 120 bucks or whatever it is, whatever flight you're on, to sit in a middle seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great
tip.
And
then if they do, you go like, oh, we're together. Do you want the window?
Right. Yeah.
And then we'll sit middle and aisle.
Yeah. So, which is fine.
Yeah.
I saw a baby hack once on a plane where the family just booked the bulkhead row. So then they could use the front basically as like a little play area. Like they put a little mat down and the baby just had like a great time.
That's cute.
Yes. Yeah. That's also a hack. And then on longer flights, like, so to Italy next to us was the bulkhead seats. We were in this like weird 2-person seat. Very fun. But they can hook up basically like a bassinet.
Whoa, really?
That's
amazing.
Hook something out and it like folds out and you can like put the baby on that to sleep.
Yeah. I've never seen that. And it sounds rad.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That'd be a lifesaver if you had a little one.
That'd be so nice. Okay. I feel like I probably know the answer to this, but getting to the airport always early or late, but worth the wait.
What do you think?
I think as early as possible.
Wrong.
Really?
No, I'm always like, because efficiency, I don't want to sit around.
This is what I'm saying. This is how I am
sitting around. But now with the kid, you have to get there a little earlier.
Right, because you have to check all the stuff.
We have to check all the stuff and just like, you know.
I can't.
There's so much more.
I can't.
Like, one more for team me.
But before I had a kid, we were always like, because we have TSA pre.
Right.
Sure.
We know you're not, especially LAX, and I always knock on well with it, but TSA pre at LAX is pretty efficient.
It's always like 10 minutes, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, flying out of Burbank,
other places, like, sometimes they shut it down. Even Newark, they like close the line down sometimes.
That's the problem. That's my biggest fear. Because I've seen JFK do it before, too, where they just shut it down.
Stupid. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, we don't want to pay extra people to run another line, but it's also like, why are we doing this
thing? Yeah.
So, yeah, you're gambling on that, but LAX is pretty efficient with it. There's just so many travelers, and we usually travel Alaska, so.
Oh, right.
That has been pretty efficient.
Do you have that credit card? I've heard that a lot.
We don't have the credit card. We have the Capital One Venture card, which is kind of like, so if we needed a United flight or something like that, we still get points anywhere. I recommend the Capital One Venture card because
sponsor us.
Please sponsor us.
That's where we're at. We're just begging sponsors now. Yeah.
The Capital One Venture.
What is your drink of choice on the plane?
Oh, man. I usually, you know, first is a water and I go, you know what I did last time was like a Moscow Mule.
Oh.
With, I guess it's not a Moscow Mule.
So
it's
like a ginger ale, a vodka.
But ginger and whiskey. What's that?
Oh, fuck.
It's a something mule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. So I'll usually do that or a red wine.
Right. And then I think I also know the answer to this, but are you a window bitch or an aisle queen?
What do you think?
Aisle queen, because you have to get up and go to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot do the window. I love sitting in the window if, like, we have the whole... I love looking outside.
Yes.
Yes.
But I have to piss.
If it's like one of those smaller planes with the two seats and you get that, I'll take the window there, anytime.
Totally. Right. But if it's a three-seater, I got to get the aisle. I have to. It's just like I'm going to get up like 2 or 3 times.
Right. I mean, we obviously don't have kids yet, so we're doing like aisle across from each other.
That's our move now.
So aisle.
Aisle.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. Because you both like the aisle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't need to sit right next to her.
I'll say this, though. So for Kauai, I sat... This happened for us again, but you didn't do an upgrade, though. We just got lucky and someone didn't sit in one of the seats.
Okay.
Is that right? Yeah, I think just like someone didn't show up. So had one way there. We had a row to ourselves.
That's so nice.
And I sat in the window seat and I was just kind of like just casually looked out the window after a couple of hours because it's just ocean.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, that looks familiar. And it was Pearl Harbor. I was just like, looked down. I was just like, oh, that's Pearl Harbor. Like, yeah, it was really, I was like, I will never forget that. That was a very cool thing to just kind of glance out and look down. Like, my brain was like, what is that? That looks familiar. You know, it was like doing all these things. There's two shadows in the water. You know, there's like shadows in the water and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, shit, that's Pearl Harbor.
I'd say
and
first.
And then it came over the announcer, like, rip on over Pearl Harbor. Wow.
The first time that I flew over the Grand Canyon, I felt a similar way where it was like, hey, that's the fucking Grand Canyon.
It's majestic. I mean, like especially crazy. From that high, you're just like, seeing things from a bird's eye view, or there's just something about it that you're just like,
perspective.
Oh, yeah. Perspective.
The world is so big. We say it all the time.
That's the word of the day.
Perspective.
Is there anything left on this quiz?
No, that's it.
What's it called at the quiz again?
The Take Me There Traveler Test.
The Take Me There Traveler
Pass?
Test.
Yeah, you did. Okay, you nailed it. There you go. It's not passing.
Yeah.
But do you have any go-to gear?
Oh yeah.
When you travel?
No, I don't think
there's
so.
There's nothing that you're like, I always have to have.
What would be an eye mask, like a foot hammock, like that. I don't have
compression socks, packing cubes,
nothing.
A certain luggage.
No, I'm thinking about pissing the whole time. Yeah. I don't have time for this stuff, man. I don't have time
he's
to think
his,
about.
He's got his body which holds the piss.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I should add to this?
He's got his piss log and he's got his piss bag.
Do you like to watch a movie? Do you bring your own movie?
I like to watch a movie and I like to write.
Oh,
so there's something's like hard to write, like do the whole thing, like get the computer out.
Yeah.
But there's something about it that's I'll edit my podcast sometimes if I'm doing that. I usually watch a movie though, and it's usually like a movie where I'm like, now I'll watch The Avengers.
Right. Uh-huh. I got the time.
Wow.
I'm a big proponent, you know this, of action movies on the plane.
I think
that's what I want.
I do. That's what I go to.
I want an action movie because it really
it moves.
It's a lot to look at.
I watch Ready Player One.
Yes.
Oh,
like
that's
shit
a good
like
one.
That where I'm like, I'm never going to watch this movie. I'm like, I'll watch it now.
Yeah. I would say I've watched a lot of trash movies on
but
planes,
I think it's because
that's what I like.
The time passes faster. If you're doing like, if you're watching some sort of drama, you can feel.
Yes.
Although I watched what's the name of it? The comedy Stalin.
Death
of Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like a comedy that was super fun. I mean, I watched that. I was laughing my ass off.
I need
off.
To click through every movie that is available.
Yeah,
and
but
then
sometimes the comedies are fast.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm with you. I go through every.
I need to see
have you watched like the documentaries that they? There's like documentaries.
Yes, they
I'm
have
talking
so
like
much.
Made for plane documentaries. And I'm like, I'll watch it. There was like one on like whiskey. And I was like, I'll see how whiskey's made.
Sounds
see,
good.
I don't watch the on plane movies though. Yeah, because Netflix, if you have it on your phone or your tablet.
I think that's a mistake because you can see a lot of movies that you didn't want to see in the theater by watching them in the back of the seat. And now we have a Bluetooth transmitter that you plug in the seat so you don't have to bring.
Like, Wi-Fi? Anything for Wi-Fi?
Wait, no.
What
it's
the
like,
fuck are you talking about?
So you know when you have say, AirPods or like Bluetooth headsets that don't have a cord?
Yeah.
You can buy a device to plug into that plain audio jack, and then it'll transmit it to there.
It's like $45.
Oh, that's a hack.
Yeah.
That's gear.
That's gear.
Okay.
So if you have something like that, that would be really good.
Oh, now I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link. It's great.
Okay.
It works like a charm. Let's get into this trip.
Well, first of all, we should talk about where we're talking about because we haven't introduced what place
we're talking about.
Kauai, Hawaii. What do you call it? You just call it, I guess, Kauai?
Yeah, I guess you just call
you
it Kauai.
You don't say Kauai, Hawaii, right?
You'd say the island of Kauai.
The island of Kauai in Hawaii.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Hawaii. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have been to Hawaii so many times and I have never been to Kauai.
Well, that's because your parents met there.
My parents met in Honolulu.
That's
and
cool.
They lived there for a while.
They did live there before I was born.
Yeah.
So you've been there.
I've been so many times. You've been many times with me now. What, like 5 or 6?
Yeah, I'd say I've been 6 times.
Yeah.
But always,
and we usually go to Molokai, which is
a very.
We'll talk about it on another episode. It's a very interesting island, but it is a very.
It's more secluded, right?
Yes, yeah. And it's considerably
there is a
no cars.
Less
if you watch, no, there's cars.
Fuck.
If you watch
the Anthony Bourdain
episode
Hawaii.
About Hawaii,
oh,
it's mostly about Molokai.
When don't you have to take like a special boat there? There's like people there that are like
that's Niihau. That's
okay.
The
that's
island
Niihau.
That's at the
okay,
very
that's,
end of the
that
chain.
Was, okay,
that's
okay.
Like Hawaiian homelands only,
gotcha,
and you have to have permission from
Molokai.
The government
anyone could visit Molokai. It's just. They've chosen
It's much less developed than a lot of the
residents
islands.
Of the island have gotcha. Been like, we don't want as much development.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Which makes it a really special place.
Yes,
it is. It's
but beautiful. There's not a lot for, you wouldn't plan your trip there because there's just not, there's not a lot of hotels. There's not a lot of restaurants.
So that's your R&R. That's where you guys go to relax.
Because you can't do anything else there except
relax. I mean, it's so special. It's
Is there really a supermarket there and stuff?
Yeah, there's two. There's two. They're basically across the street from each other.
Expensive as hell.
I could have worn my t-shirt today. Yeah. I'm wearing one of my Hawaii t-shirts. I could have worn my other one that's from one of the grocery stores on the island.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good t-shirt. It's a good one. Yeah, there's just not a lot of tourism infrastructure there.
Yeah.
But there is much more on Kauai where you much went. Was this your honeymoon?
No.
No,
we went to Tulum for our honeymoon. This was just like a... Okay, so we were like, we want to take a trip. Mm-hmm. And we're like, let's go to New Zealand. Because we were like, we're going to start a family soon. And let's try to do one big trip before we do that. And then we were also kind of thinking about maybe doing Italy at that point. But it's just like we wanted to do it with my parents. And I just... My mother was a little sick. And we just couldn't do it at the time. Right. So... We're like, let's do something. So we're like, let's go to New Zealand. We start planning that trip. And we go like, it's going to be the winter there. So like, we probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And Laura was like, I really want to go to Hawaii. It's just like a plane ride away. And I was resistant to Hawaii because that was one of these places where I was like, in my head, I had a, not a negative view of it. It was just like cheesy to me. It was like, I knew it. I knew like Elvis and Bob Hope.
Right.
And like,
you thought it was like resorts and like
resorts out the ass
and like that stuff.
Yes.
Just like tropical Vegas.
Just tropical Vegas. And I was like, man, that's just such a turnoff. And then we heard about Kauai and I was looking into it more. And I was like, okay, maybe this is a little bit more my speed. And it was a game changer. I mean, it was the most beautiful place I've ever been to in my life. I mean, it was such a great trip. And I'm so happy. And now I'm like, I want to go everywhere in Hawaii. I was like, just going there. I was like, I want to explore all the islands. Like, I just had a bad view of it.
Right.
Well, it's true. I mean, I like we had talked about, we'd been there a bunch of times, and I'd never been anywhere except Molokai, which is such a rural and unpopular place.
We went to the big island.
Mm-hmm. No, but if I have to finish the story, it's going to be made. So. So
you forgot.
So we had never been anywhere. I'd never gone anywhere like Honolulu. Like we stopped planes there, but like never went out.
Yeah.
Then we went to Big Island for the first time. We went to Kona, which is like a port city, one of the big cities on the island, but it's where like all the cruise ships dock there. Mm-hmm. And we got there and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yes.
I was like, I hate this. It's like fucking chain restaurants on the main strip. And it's like,
there is a Bubba Gump.
Yeah, there's a Bubba Gump, and then you see all these cruise ships and people doing like bus tours up and down the coast, and I'm like, I hate whatever this is.
Yeah.
And then I had the similar reaction. We had one night when we were going to Hawaii where we spent a night in Honolulu. And we went to
Waikiki.
Went to Waikiki
Beach. For those who don't know, Waikiki is like the main touristy stretch of Waikiki of Honolulu.
Yes, and where all the resorts are. Yes. And
that's what I thought. I mean, when I looked up, I was like, Maui was kind of beautiful. And then I would always get distracted by like Waikiki. I was like, I think this is Hawaii.
Right.
And that was just like a turnoff for me.
Yeah, because it's just like hotels on hotels
and
on
then
hotels.
You guys went there.
We
right
did,
on the beach. And it's so much shopping, like it almost feels like Fifth Avenue.
It feels like a mall. And I was just like, I like beyond the air smelling similar, and the beach at Waikiki is incredibly nice.
It's so, I mean, it's the perfect beach
for
tourists because the water is beautiful. It's so nice and warm,
but it's so shallow for like hundreds of yards, so like kids can go out and play in
it. But also if you want to surf, you can take a surf lesson and basically just swim out beyond that shallow area, and it's like a beautiful break. Like it's a really special beach in Hawaii. It just is probably the top tourist destination.
But like, you know, going off your what you were saying about your fears, it was like I didn't realize those until later, and then I was like, man, if someone went to Hawaii and they just stayed in Waikiki and this is all they saw, that would make me so like sad just because Hawaii is such a special place.
It is a magical place. I mean, you can feel there is some sort of like there's the culture there that it's a beautiful culture, and you do kind of feel it's weird to just be like, you know, never being there before and just being this like chooch from New Jersey, but just being there and being like, this is a spiritual place. There is some sort of like, yeah, it's hard to put it into words, but like when you're there, you're like, this is special.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the time I cried there too.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Tell you the time I actually shed tears there. But, yeah, we flew out there. I think we were there for like 5 days or something like
that. So you chose Kauai because you were like, this is not going to be like my worst
nightmare.
A couple
people that we knew went there. This is not going to be our
worst. You went in the summer?
We went a couple days before the 4th of July. We flew back on the 4th of July.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, that's the reason why we went to Kauai. It seemed to be like the most, and we're always like, what's a place that we don't, you know, that not a lot of people go to. Right. I don't like crowds. I don't like standing online.
Right. Uh-huh. Fair.
I'm like just a crotchety old dude. So I'm like, it's just efficiency stuff. I'm just like, nothing is ever worth it to me waiting a certain, you're like, you got to wait an hour, but this fucking,
unless it's food.
These almonds are amazing. Like, no, they're not. I don't give a shit. It's not worth that hour. I could be doing like three other things that would give me just as much joy. Right. So yeah, I mean, we flew in, we rented that Mustang, and then, we spent 2 nights. We got like an Airbnb in like this like weird kind of resorty area. Like the people do Airbnbs in like kind of like a gated resorty thing on the north side in Princeville. Okay. It was next to the St. Regis Hotel. You share the beach.
Oh, great.
With them. And then we did like, maybe we did 2 nights. Yeah. 2 nights there. And then 3 nights on the south end. And we stayed in like a Sheraton or something like that.
And one of them is like the wet side of the island, the like jungle side of the island, and one's not.
That is true. I'm trying to think. In my head, it's like, because we took a helicopter tour, which I can get to, but most of the middle is the jungle. I mean, you're driving through some of it. Uh-huh. But yes, there is a side. I thought it was the west side, though, that is.
It's more usually jungly. The west end that's, well, on Molokai, the west end is more dry, and then the east end is more jungly.
Yeah, maybe. I honestly forgot, but you are right. There is kind of like a more rainforesty aspect. But in my head, I was like, that's the middle of the island?
Yeah.
We were flying through rainbows and shit.
No, we've said it before. That's not a geography podcast.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I know where the west side is where we hike. That's the Nepali coast.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So there's nothing really over there except it's just beautiful. Wow. And like you can hike and stay overnight there and stuff like that.
That's another thing. The first time I went to Hawaii that I was like in very impressed by, that it's not completely developed everywhere. And like a lot of that is like park
protection. And most of Kauai is not.
Which is so interesting because you think in your mind, you think of places like Florida or whatever, where it's like every inch of beachside, whatever, is going to be developed and there's going to be houses or hotels or whatever. But so much of Hawaii still feels very like free to some aspect.
Yeah.
And like,
or untouched. Is untouched, that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously
that's the
very
sacred
touched,
part like, of it. Like it feels like there's certain areas of this where you're like, this is sacred land. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like spirit here. There's something in the air here that's like very calming. Like I said, I can't put the words to it, but there's just something you can feel something very genuine and very, moving.
Do you think, being that far away from any other like land structure, you know what I mean? Like being in the physical middle of the ocean has a psychological effect on how you enjoy that trip.
I don't think so. I think I was so present into like what was in front of me. I didn't think about the big picture, to be honest with you. Maybe when I was on the coast, when we were hiking on the coast and you're kind of like on a mountain on the side of a mountain.
And you're like, I can only see the ocean.
And you can only see the ocean. There is some sort of like, this place is awesome. Like it's the seclusion of the place is so up my alley.
Yeah. That part is so interesting to me because anytime you sit on like certain beaches, you're seeing other islands. But if you're looking at, you're on a beach that's just looking out to the horizon and you're like, there is nothing for 2,000 miles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That to me is always such, I don't know. I like that feeling. Sure.
It's like in Moana, they're voyagers.
Yeah.
We watched Moana like 3 times, one time on a trip to Hawaii, and every time we just cried so hard.
The best.
Yeah, it's great.
What an incredible movie.
It's a great movie to watch going and leaving Hawaii.
Yeah.
They really nail like the color of the water and everything.
Everything.
It's so beautiful. Yes. Okay. If you can't go to Hawaii, just watch
Moana. Why don't we, this might be the best way to do this.
Yeah.
Since Don has brought his notes.
Yes.
Yeah. We can go kind of day by day.
I'll just like
talk
and
us through
it. Like I said before this, like I put together some sort of, we did a VRBO in a Princeville resort.
Okay. That's they're really trying to rebrand as Vrbo, which I think is very cute.
Sorry about that.
Why?
Because they want to be cool like Airbnb, but now Airbnb is like a scam machine, so they have to figure it out.
So I'll show you. Like, this is what I did. Like, Thursday, yeah, you land.
This is a lot of bullet Google points. Doc right
now. It's just bullet points. So it's like land, and here's three places we can go to eat that I know are near the... that are on the way to, because you basically land on the east side and we're going to the north. So on the way there, it's about a 40 minute drive.
Right.
Here's three places we can stop. And I'm pretty sure we stopped at the Kilauea Fish Market, okay, which is this kind of very small, just off a sandy road. Uh-huh. And it was like, just like you get a fish in a, you know, styrofoam.
Yeah. Container.
Container.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And okay. Or like cooked fish.
It had everything.
Okay. Ugh,
and I think I even had like a burrito of some sort there. It just looked amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. It was great. So that, I think that's where we stopped. And then I have Hideaway Beach on here, which is one of the beaches we want to hit. I don't think we stopped. I don't remember if we stopped at that beach or not. I think we just went, checked in, and then walked down to our beach and we're just like, let's chill there. And I think that night we ate at Bar Akuta. Okay. Which is kind of like in close in town on the north side.
Hawaiian food?
Hawaiian food. I think Hawaiian. I mean, yes, it wasn't like, it wasn't kitschy. It wasn't.
Right.
But it was like unbelievable Mai Tais. Mm. Yeah. I never had a Mai Tai before.
Do you love? Oh. They're so good.
Love a Mai Tai.
And so this is the other cool thing. Like just in Kauai, everyone does Mai Tais differently. So it's like every place we went to, we're like, we're getting Mai Tais everywhere we go.
You gotta try them all.
What are your Mai Tais like?
Yeah.
So we got obsessed with them. So that was kind of like the first day. You land, we kind of like hit up one of our places that we wanted to.
Right.
We checked in. There's roosters everywhere. If you don't know that in Kauai, because like
in Moana,
there is roosters everywhere, and like they're crowing in the all that shit is true. Mm-hmm. It was.
Were they all over like the property where you guys were?
All over the property, mm-hmm. You know, and it was just a short walk down to the beach, and it was a cool like joint. It was small and useful. So we did that the first day. And then Friday, okay, is this what we did? So basically up by Princeville, you can kind of keep going west.
Okay.
And that's the start of the Kalalaua Trail, which is basically how you hike the Nepali coast.
Okay.
So everyone drives this kind of like one little area. You park. You have to walk probably like a half a mile just to get to the start of the trail. To the right of the trail is... I think Tunnels Beach, which is another unbelievably beautiful beach because you see the Nepali coast.
Right.
I have it in here that we were going to do that day. I don't think we did. I think we were so tired and something happened on the hike that I'll get to that we had to get the fuck back. It's about an hour. So there's two hikes you can do. One is to these falls.
Okay.
There's like a waterfall, and that takes about like 6 hours.
Oh, damn.
It's a long ass hike. So a lot of people...
6 hours there or 6 hours there and back?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think it's 6 hours there and back. Okay. Because we did not do that. So basically this hike takes you, this Kalalaua Trail, I'm probably saying it wrong, apologies, takes you along the Nepali coast. It is... beautiful. I mean, it's just so beautiful. And then it basically brings you all the way down to a secluded beach, but you have to run over sometimes like there was rain. So you have to basically like hop from stone to stone to get to the beach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, Laura, watch this. And I just like, pranced from rock to rock and I fucking nailed it. I was just like, I just ran across these rocks.
Uh-huh.
And Laura was like, how the hell did you do that? And I was just like laughing so hard. And the beach is beautiful. And we stayed there for a little bit. It's very secluded. There's only maybe like 10 people there. It's like beach. You hike to this beach and it's just, you just sit there and relax.
So nice.
And there's beautiful rocks there and all that stuff. I think it took about an hour and a half.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
to
that's
get to the beach.
To get to the beach. It's about an hour and a half. You could take your time. There's all these little lookout points. But on the way back, I was like, round two, baby. And I, one, two, fell into the water. Just fell into this like rolling little river. And I was like, fuck. But now my shoes are soaked. Oh, so now I have to hike back.
On a trail that I'm sure is pretty muddy.
Yeah. It wasn't that muddy. It was like dirty. Just hiking an hour and a half and like
wet shoes.
Soaking wet shoes.
That like really sucks.
I was really nervous you were going to say that you like rolled your ankle really bad or something.
Oh, no, I just had wet shoes.
Okay. I was so ready for...
No, I just had wet shoes and they were uncomfortable. On the way back from there, we hit this place up called Sushi Girl, which is just another roadside stand. Best poke. Probably one of the best poke on the island.
So much.
Yeah.
Andrew won't eat it anymore.
Well, no, no, that's not true.
You had it so much?
That's not true. No. That's not true. And let me tell the story.
Oh, God, man. There's so much tension in this room.
My God. Like it.
We're trying to have a more contentious co-host relationship.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So,
it's too uncomfortable.
So I still like poke. Now, there's two different kinds of poke. There's like a soy sauce-based poke or like a more of a mayo-based poke.
Agreed.
Sure.
And a lot in between, which I've
a lot in between. Well, so I will still gladly, whenever you would like, eat that soy sauce-based poke.
Great. We're getting it tonight for dinner. You're going to have to put your money where your mouth is.
So we went, a little history about myself.
Okay.
I get seasick.
Great.
And I did for a long time. And then my mom used to always try to take me on whale watching trips because she loves like ocean stuff. Mm-hmm. I would puke every time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I'm sure you can see where this story's going.
Yep.
Now, in past years, I've been on a lot of boats and I have not puked at all.
Mm-hmm.
I had quite a bit of a run going of not puking.
Mm-hmm.
So we decide we go to Hawaii, and this is a trip we were going with some friends of ours who it was their baby moon trip. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we want to go.
I spearheaded it.
We want to go swimming with manta rays at night, which is a thing you can do
on the big island.
And they put lights at the bottom of the ocean that attract the manta rays.
Cool.
And you,
I had done it with my family when I was in high school, I think. And it's truly one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like these huge.
Those things are huge.
Yeah. They're like 10 feet across and they're just in the water, like doing like circles, and they'll come right up against you. And like, it's the most beautiful, like super chill.
Is that how Steve Irwin died?
No, those are, stingrays. Oh,
stingrays. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
These are just like gentle giants.
Gentle giants.
Angels,
of the ocean.
The angels of the
ocean. I'll get to the part where I puke all over them in 1 second. So we take this boat out there. Now the spot where you go do this scuba diving and snorkeling is right next to a resort. Uh-huh. But since we weren't staying at this resort, you have to get on a boat far away and take this boat all the way over to this one bay.
Right.
And so we get on the boat.
And it had like been pretty stormy the day before. So unfortunately we didn't see a ton of manta rays.
Yeah, but that doesn't even matter.
It made me sad because I was like, I brought everybody out here. I said it was so cool.
So we get on this boat. It's a metal boat, which I didn't think mattered. But then once you're on the ocean going really fast, this guy's playing blasting AC/DC rock music.
Hell yeah, man. Back
and
in black.
Flooring this boat as fast as it can go.
Yeah, that's
and
intense.
And it's just, and we sat up in the front and it was just like bouncing, bouncing, bouncing.
I was having
the water.
A great time.
Metal boats don't like absorb the shock.
I was having a terrible time from second one.
Uh-huh.
So we get out there and I'm like, I'm going to puke. I was like, I'm pretty sure I was going to puke, but you know, we got off the boat.
We
and
had
I was
also
like,
just eaten like a giant box.
Oh yes,
of
this
poke.
Is where that comes from.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go. Like, there's got to be poke involved. Yeah. In
right
this.
Before we got on this boat, I ate a big bowl of mayo pokey.
That's you're an idiot, man.
They all did though. They all did.
Yeah, we were stupid. All fine. We were all great.
Yeah, but so you're the stupid one.
We get there. I get in the water, and I'm like, I thought it would get better when I got in the water. You know that feeling? Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll get in cold water. It'll calm me down. Nah. Full on. So I'm at like you know when a nuclear reactor is like about to blow and all the sensors are going off and everyone's
I don't know. I did watch Chernobyl though, so yeah, I do have a sense. Kind of, okay.
It's like that. But we're like floating in the water next to each other. Andrew has a scuba mask on and he just goes, oh, I was like, one, he's like, I'm gonna puke.
I just go, I couldn't even say, really I was like, I'm gonna puke.
Then he just blows mayo pokey chunks in the water.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is trying to swim away.
We're all, because they don't, the water's still rough.
Yeah.
So
right.
You're holding on to this like floating structure so that, and everyone's like right around me and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Did you feel better?
I felt a little better, so there was nothing. I couldn't puke anymore. I puked everything.
Did you get out of the water, or did you stay?
No, I stayed in the water. Yeah, but there was only persevere. One. We only saw one manta ray, which is, I was like, now I did all this for this fucking one manta ray.
I felt really
ray.
Bad about that because I had really.
Here's what I'll
it.
Say: when it like swam by, it was cool as shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah. But I highly recommend.
Okay,
that
so
experience.
No mayo based poke.
Yeah, no mayo based poke. Anymore.
I'm all
you
for
go
it.
On a whale watch tour.
I'll tell you, I'll do that mayo based poke in a goddamn burrito, man. It's just with like nice sticky rice and stuff. It's just, It's good stuff.
Okay, anyway, where were that's we? Why I was puking.
I think you had gone. You had just eaten shit. And you're now you had wet shoes.
Yes. And then we stopped at Sushi Girl along the way back. Yes. And so we were going to stop at Tunnels Beach, which is right next to it. It's like, oh, let's do this hike and then we'll go to the beach right here.
Right.
But we were kind of wiped out and tired. And we're like, well, we were hungry. So let's go to Sushi Girl. It's kind of halfway home.
Right.
So we're like, well, let's just go back to our beach. And Laura was like snorkeled and we'll go to this Tunnels Beach tomorrow morning before we go to the south.
Uh-huh. Great.
So that's what we did. The next day we like woke up super early and like went to this beach and we were the only people there for a very long time. And Laura just like snorkeled around for a little bit. And I just kind of like it was just like a nice little relaxing morning.
Yeah.
And
then yeah.
We probably stopped. Oh my God. You know what I remember? Where was this? There was this in the back of a little supermarket was the best, pitaya. What do you call it? Dragon fruit. What is the... Oh, Christ.
Acai bowl?
Yeah, acai bowl. Thank you.
Oh, yep. Okay.
I got there.
What? It was like real dingy supermarket in the back. They had like six Vitamixes going.
Oh my God.
It was the best. We went there like twice.
I don't know if that was on the south. Just nuts.
I think that was in the north end. I forgot.
Yeah. I will say produce in Hawaii in general is so incredible.
Oh, it was.
So much of it is local. Because it's, so expensive.
It's too expensive. Yeah,
bring all that shit in.
So I remember. I just don't remember the name of the place, and I don't totally remember if it was the north or the south.
We hit Andrew a couple. Andrew might be able to find it.
I can probably find it.
Yeah, we hit a couple of places up that were amazing. So, yeah. Oh, you know what we did? Oh, I have here the Hanalei Farmers Market. We did not hit that up.
Okay.
We did hit up. I'm trying to remember this because there's this other place called Secrets Beach. Yeah, I think we bang-banged beaches. That's what we did.
Yeah.
We went to Tunnels Beach. And then on the way to the south, there's Secrets Beach.
Okay.
And this was the most beautiful beach I've ever been on.
Wow.
That's a hard plug.
It's Secrets a hard beach. And it's like you have to park in this like little fucking area and kind of like hike down this little thing. And you get out there and it's just this beautiful open beach. There's kind of like those like... tangly trees on the back, and a couple of them had like swings attached to them.
Ooh, those cool. Trees called?
I always get banyan trees and monkey pod trees confused.
Yeah, that's probably one of them.
My mom's like a fucking Hawaiian botanist, I swear.
But if you like walk through them, it like hurt. It's like you can get and you can get tangled up in those things.
But they're the ones where it's like the root system comes down from the branches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So didn't you tell me about those? That's like the way they're like a very weird tree in that way that they're.
Yeah. Not all trees do that. The root system comes down from the branches.
They're steely glares at each other. Right
That's
now.
What I'm saying. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is Andrew's interesting. It's fascinating. At the mouth.
My God. I gotta get out of here.
Oh my God.
There's so much tension.
Yeah, I was gonna say all these beaches have very sexy names. Tunnels, Secrets.
I think Secrets is like straight up like you gotta figure it. I mean, everyone should know about it, but there was not a lot of people there. I think there was just like another couple with their kid. And then this guy who we thought was going to die because he kept going there. The ocean was so rough there.
Yeah.
I think because there was this like little kind of nature made jetty-ish thing that was happening. And this guy was just kept like jumping in this like huge waves going.
Oh my God.
So we're like, I think we might have to rescue this guy. But obviously he knew what the fuck he was doing. But yeah, we stayed there I don't totally remember. I think we bang banged those two beaches though.
Amazing. Cool.
I think we like went super early to Tunnels and then checked out of our place and we're like, let's go to Secret.
Oh, to go to the other place where you're staying.
So we checked out on the way to the south. Yeah.
So you were staying near Princeville.
Yes.
And then where's the place you went to after that?
Oh, we went to, I'm pretty sure, where is it? Yeah, it was a Sheraton.
Okay.
Went to a Sheraton. We went to like the inland part. You just have to like cross the street over and then like you're basically at the beach, but it's like much less expensive.
Yeah.
Room was fine, you know, like just one of those places where, so the South is much more, is the resorty family area. Princeville was a little bit more secluded. You have some like cooler beaches, not a lot happening.
Right.
So highly recommend that.
I can see there's a Walmart down in the southern section.
Yeah, so that kind of sums it up. It's a little bit more, you know, developed. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And a little bit more, I think, family friendly and But I would highly go, you know, go to the north because you can go to the west a little easier. Yeah. We wanted to go to the south just to check another side of the island out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the north is the rainy side, actually.
Uh-huh.
I think the south is like a little less rainy. But once you're on the south side, it's easier to get to like the Kauai Grand Canyon.
Waimea Valley, yes. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Waimea
Valley, yes. That's so we were like, oh, we'll go to the Sheraton. We'll kind of stay there. There's a couple restaurants that we hit up and a couple places we want to eat. There's also a huge coffee farm there that we discovered. We didn't totally know, but it was one of these. So we went to Waimea Canyon I think the next day to check that out.
Unbelievably. Is that like a national park? Like,
it
how
is
does
a
it work?
I'm pretty sure it's a national park. It's basically like going to the Grand Canyon. I mean, it doesn't stop. There's like some cool shit on both sides of the road. You can go all the way to the top. And once you go all the way to the top, you can see the Nepali coast again.
Oh my God.
It's absolutely beautiful.
How long did you spend there? A day?
No. Maybe 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
3 hours. Maybe. You know, yeah. What I mean? We're not like, if we're at a beach, we'll sit put.
Yeah.
But if we're seeing something, we move pretty quickly. We don't dilly dally too much.
Not gonna linger.
We kept going up. You know, you keep going up the mountain. There's all these lookout points. So we kind of hit up most of the lookout points until we got to the top of the mountain, and then you can kind of do some more cooler lookout points. But I think round trip that probably took like 2-3 hours. I think on the way back we hit some other place to eat. I don't remember. And then we did. We saw that coffee place, like there were signs for it. We're like, do you want to just stop?
Yeah.
And we did like a little tour and it was really cool. It was like Kona. I think it was just called Kona. And we bought some coffee and yeah, it was like a nice little, stop off. Sorry. I got to keep referring back because some things I had put down, but some things we did not lunch. One of the places we didn't hit on Thursday, there's Poipu Beach is basically where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So we did some more, like Laura did some more snorkeling there. I forgot where we ate dinner that night. I think we ate at this place called Red Salt, which is at Kauakea, which is kind of walking distance along the beach is another resort place.
Oh, cool.
It was fine. It was like one of those places that looked amazing. It was like kind of super expensive. Right. And it was like good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just like, we hit up this other place the other night. I think it was called the Beach House. I totally forgot before we left the north that night we went to the Smith family luau.
Do you talk about
which
this?
Is the famous luau there.
Right, because I think a lot of people when they think of Hawaii they think of luau or like luau culture.
Yes, because there are at all these resorts there's a luau show.
And they're mostly bullshit.
Yeah,
because there was one at the Sheraton, no offense to the Sheraton, but it was really like a lot of people like, you know, in their Hawaiian shirts and visors. And like, it was a real kind of, you know, walkthrough of almost stereotypical, probably stereotypical version of this. This is a family run luau that they do, I think, a couple of nights a week that they've been doing for decades.
Wow.
And you go to their, it's basically that they have this huge plot of land. It's a kind of along this little river that comes inland. And they have a couple, they have like peacocks there. You basically kind of get on this little trolley and they take you around the area and just show you there's all native trees there.
Is this like a big to do? Like a lot of people are going to this show?
Yeah. Yeah. There was probably, I want to say 100 people there. Maybe 80 to 100 people there. Maybe more. But it didn't feel crowded. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
So you kind of like show up. And you get there and you can hop on one of these trolleys or you can just walk around and they have like a lot of animals there. They have a lot of native species of plants, flowers. And you can kind of go around and that takes maybe like a half hour if you want to just like walk around the whole place.
Right.
And then they kind of gather everybody in the center and they have like the pig ceremony, which is like they unveil the pigs. They have like two or three, maybe they have four huge roasting pigs in the ground.
Okay.
And they explain the significance of it. There's some music. It felt not, you know,
cheesy.
Yeah.
It felt authentic.
Right.
And you think like, oh, the Smith family, that does not sound Hawaii, but it is a long running, there's a family that has been there for a very long time. And then you get in there and they serve drinks and then
Mai Tais,
of course. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of like a buffet thing, which I'm not like a huge fan of, but the food was so good. This pork, and all they said was like, we do Hawaiian sea salt and that's it. Yeah. All we put on this pork, and the pigs are from a farm next door.
Wow.
So it's local pig, Hawaiian sea salt,
that sounds good.
Cooked underground, and the probably the best pork I've ever had. Like,
oh my God.
A memorable.
Right.
I can't get into like poi or
not a big poi fan.
Not a big poi fan, but I you know, yeah. But there was a lot of other great food there.
Yeah.
And you kind of just sit with other people and just bullshit. And there's some music going on. And then they bring you to this like performance.
Wow. Like there's a big stage and everything.
There's a big stage that I did not know existed. And like you just kind of sit down in this little stadium seating.
Yeah.
And there's like an hour show.
That's amazing.
It was a little long.
Oh, no.
But beautiful. Really right. Cool. Really, really cool.
Is it live all different musicians? Kinds of?
Live musicians.
I'm assuming it's like a lot of different kinds of hula.
A lot of different types of hula, a lot of the fire stuff, all that stuff.
Fun.
But not cheesy. Like very right. Like, yeah, this is pretty fucking cool. There's just a point where I was like, man, I've pissed twice. it went on. Laura and I were like,
see,
damn,
he's
we didn't
measuring
know.
Time by the number of pisses.
That's right.
I've learned that this is a thing that men do. So. Man,
I've pissed like twice. But it was great. Highly, highly recommend if you're ever there.
Cool.
It's more on the East Coast.
Okay.
It's more on the East Coast. So sorry, I forgot about that.
No,
that's good to know. Because I feel like a lot of people, you know, when you TripAdvisor what to do on any island in Hawaii, some luau is always towards the top. And I think people's general impression is like,
they had one at the Sheraton
and
we were just like, oh my God, because we got to see a real one.
Yeah.
So compared, we were just like snobby. We were just like, this is not a luau. like we fucking know. Like we know. So yeah, then we went to Waimea. One of these days, we did a helicopter tour.
Talk about that, because I'm very afraid of them.
It was like the blue too. Something. I forgot. It was probably a highlight of the trip. Again, really? A cheesy thing. They were like, should we do this? And we heard some people say, like, I think it's worth it because you get to see the center of the island, which you basically can't see.
Right. Yeah.
And we lucked out because our pilot. So there's only Laura and I and then four other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You put on like the headset, you go up in the helicopter. If you're afraid of heights, you know, and stuff like that, it might not be that great. But we just lucked out. We had the best pilot. He was like this sincere dude that was like, I used to be a UPS guy in Nashville. And he's like, I felt landlocked and something was calling me to Hawaii. And there was something about helicopters that I loved. And I got my pilot's license. And he's like, I am living my dream. He was so passionate. He was so happy to like explain everything to us. So they showed us where Jurassic Park was. So now I'm like, okay. And he put the Jurassic Park music on. We're all laughing and stuff like that. I was like, okay, this is cute. Then you start going more in the island. You see how secluded it is and how beautiful it is. And you see the rivers. And then you see a couple waterfalls. And then he takes you into the center of the island, basically where the island formed millions of years ago.
Wow.
There's about like six very tiny waterfalls. And he put on like very like nice music, like kind of not classical, but just like very like
some spa, like massage.
Yeah, spa shit, not Enya shit. And we just hovered like in the middle. And, and he was like, this is the most sacred part of the plate. This is the most sacred part of Kauai. There's a lot of spirits here. There's a lot of this. And he was just very serious. And like the music was going. And I'm just looking around. And I just started crying. I was just like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And it wasn't necessarily, you're seeing a lot of beautiful stuff. You're going over the Nepali coast again. You're going all around Kauai. So it's worth it for that. We flew through rainbows. I mean, it was like cool shit. You're flying kind of through a little. There's always rain somewhere, so you're kind of flying through that, which is fun. But this was the highlight. It was like you're just hovering, and you just kind of lightly hear the helicopter. You hear the music, and then he just lets you sit in it for like we just sat there for like 2 minutes,
That's
3 minutes,
amazing.
And he didn't say shit.
This pilot's he's the directing the orchestra.
He is, man.
He's setting the
scene. He was so cool.
Yeah,
we wrote him like so. We gave him a big tip. Wrote him like this awesome review.
Yeah.
It was
so
blue.
Nice.
It was blue something.
Yes, I
highly recommend.
I'll find it.
I recommend it. I think it's one of those things where if you're you were talking about like I want to see the things, and if we're there, it's a great way to just see the whole island.
Sure,
and see things that you cannot normally see. and then just take it in instead of like seeing it from like kind of a plane really quickly. You get to really hover in the beauty and the seclusion of this kind of like sacred island.
Yeah. I mean, we talk a lot on the show about how context for the place that you're visiting is so important. And I think an experience like that of being like, oh, this is a place that is so special and so beautiful and it has a culture going back like thousands of years.
Yes.
But you do kind of have to get, like Don's saying, like you have to get a pilot who brings that authenticity and like,
sure. We looked out to it. I'd like to hope that they all are like that. We just felt super connected to this dude immediately. He was funny.
It's so amazing. He's passionate. Like, that dude's not from Hawaii. And there are people like that all over Hawaii.
Like, I was called to here. This place is now, like, I'm supposed to be here spiritually. I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be doing this right now.
And I think we've talked a little bit about this show on places that are, that feel like truly unique. Not that every place isn't unique to some degree, but like, you know, I'm from Connecticut. You're from Jersey. They're not that different. Nope. You know what I mean? So it's like
Tri-state area
is all kind of the same. Yep. And so it's like, but a place like Hawaii is so distinct in so like many ways that you're just like, this is such a special place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sensory overload.
Yeah.
It's beauty overload. So, you don't realize things can be that beautiful. You don't think things can be that special until you actually experience them. So yeah, we did that one day, and then we hiked this. I forgot what the trail was. I'll tell you in 2 seconds. It was called the Maha Alupa Heritage Trail, which is basically kind of around where we were in the Sheraton, but like just along the coast, just not that mountainy, but you're just walking along the coast, like above the ocean.
Right.
Goes down to another little beach. Mm. We thought that was beautiful. It was just like a different part of that's the cool thing about Kauai. There's all like every side is just different.
Uh-huh.
Everything looks like Hawaii, but it doesn't. Like Kauai is very special. There's just a lot of different terrains. A lot of the oceans look different. The power of the ocean is different. Sometimes it's like a lake. Sometimes it's huge waves. So it was. I mean, we did some snorkeling. I tried to boogie board a little bit and all that crap. But
we always have like fantasies of boogie boarding, and then it never happens.
Well, the waves never work out for us.
Waves didn't actually. There was like such a calm day. There was like a cool little island where there's like seals on there.
Oh, cool!
That you can kind of go out to, but everyone's like, "Don't fucking bother them." And it's not like Seal Beach here, where people are like taking pictures of the seals. People are like, "Don't bother the seals."
No, the seals
will be yelled at.
At least the ones we've seen, the monk seals, they're all like endangered.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, "Don't go, please don't go near them."
Yeah. Does it stop my dad?
No. Well, he doesn't touch them.
No, he just like gets his camera like
the best
within a distance that he should probably not take it. I know my dad's a legend.
Then we went. There was like maybe another lookout or something like that. I think we went to one of our favorite. The big thing in Kauai, and a lot of what the blogs say, is like you have to hit these places for the sunsets. The sunsets are so beautiful. We were less interested in that. We saw the sunset every day. It was beautiful. You could kind of see it from everywhere. I could see how being on a specific part of the beach is great. We were at the beach sometimes to see a sunset. It was amazing. And sometimes we weren't, and we weren't like shooting ourselves like we weren't at that lookout point that everyone said to go to.
Right.
But I think the last night, I think it was this place.
I felt like
Beach House Restaurant, where the food was amazing, and we saw the sunset from there too. And and the Mai Tais there were off the chain. It was our favorite. So it was like one of our, I think it was the last night there. It was in this little kind of shopping area, and we sat up on the second floor and we got this great view of the sunset. And that was one of the best meals. Just like a special meal that we had.
It was high note to end on.
It was a high note to end on. After, because we hit a lot of like the smaller joints, a lot of the cheaper, fast foody kind of, not fast food, but like your poke stops and stuff like that. And they were mind-blowingly good. Mm. So all like the local stuff. And then on the way back the next day, I'm sorry I'm flying through this.
But no, please.
On the way back the next day, I said Tuesday, lunch before flight at Konohiki Poke. You walk into this place, it has like 17 different pokés.
Oh yeah.
And just, it's like a deli, but just for poke. And we walked in, we're like, okay. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
God, that's like one of my favorite part of going to the grocery store in Hawaii is that like poke is at the deli counter.
Yeah. And you just walk we walk to the airport. We like put the poke through the thing. Go like, yep, we know this place. And like, we just ate poke right before we boarded the flight.
Yeah.
God. Do you get the blues before you come home from vacation or not really?
I don't think so. I think I'm usually
ready to recharge.
I'm usually ready to go home.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes I don't want to overstay it. Like, right. If I'm at a place like a day or two too long, there's something about that I'm like, that ends on like a negative tone. I would say Hawaii, though, in Italy, I was like, I can live here.
Yeah.
It's so special.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you want to walk that line between like visiting, feeling like you live in a place, but not feeling the like responsibility and anxiety that you live there.
Right.
And like that perfect line.
You want to hit the gratitude of it. Yeah. Like, I felt very grateful to be there. So I felt very grateful to leave. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, what a special, like I don't have, like you don't have this all the time.
Right. Well, it's that thing you were talking about earlier, perhaps before the show started, about qualitative versus quantitative time.
Yes, exactly. This was very quality based and we weren't. So in a lot of that, I had a lot, obviously you saw my list and there was like a bunch of places we can do this or this, but then it was open too. Like, we don't know where dinner is going to be tonight.
Right. Yeah.
We know it's going to be somewhere in this area. Maybe here's some places, but this is the time we're going to ask like the hotel and then maybe look on a blog and see if anything. Cause sometimes if you look in a big hotel, they have, you don't want to totally talk to them.
Plus it's like, it's not like you're in a huge metropolitan area where you're looking through thousands of options. It's like the hotel knows the like 20 restaurants that are available to you.
You know, I'm forgetting this. We saw actually two beautiful sunsets. One, we went to that second floor thing, but I'm forgetting maybe this is the beach house, which is on the water and they open the doors.
Oh, cool.
So you try to get a, this is why I do research. It's like, get a reservation earlier because at this time when you go in July, the sunset will be there.
Right.
So you can be right there. You don't have to do anything. You're just there eating your meal, looking at the sunset.
Yeah.
So that's why I do research. It's like those little things I think pay off.
They make a difference.
Yeah. I think so. And that was amazing. Mai Tais again, amazing food. Oh. Great service, real fun people. Yeah.
Here's a problem with our podcast is every time we talk to somebody.
You want
to
go there.
I'm like, fuck, let's go there.
Yeah.
I know.
It's really.
Well, we are going next summer.
Puddle jumper it, man. Is that what they're called?
In Between Islands?
Yeah.
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 Or like inter island.
Yeah.
Like.
Yes. Yeah.
Do it.
It's funny because whenever people, because Molokai, the island that we normally go to, doesn't really have any restaurants. Mm-hmm. So you'll see people get on those little puddle jumpers with just like tons of food.
Oh, yeah.
Like take out food from like places that people are like, sometimes it's as like a simple places like McDonald's. People are just like, fuck, I haven't had McDonald's in like six months. Someone bring back McDonald's from like Honolulu or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
I'm thinking, you know, the interesting thing was about this whole thing was Laura usually likes people, likes being out, but I think she liked the seclusion of the North a little bit better. Like Princeville, that area and the easy access to the Nepali coast and that trail. She was like, oh, if we go back even for a day, I'd probably go there rather than go south.
Interesting.
Did you feel like it sounds like it? It obviously did. But did you feel like this trip accomplished what your goal was, which was like a big trip before starting a family kind of thing?
Yeah, we eventually then got to do Italy, which Laura talked about. So that was like a year later. So you know what I mean? So I think it was just one of those things where we were like, we're in California now, Hawaii is so close.
Yeah.
And so it was like in our head, New Zealand, which it's not. But it 100%. Yeah. It felt like, and we travel well together.
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're with a partner that you travel well with, the experience is just so much better.
Yeah.
If one person wants to stay in the hotel and one person wants to go sightseeing and you're constantly compromising, you know, that's not great. That's why when we did in Tulum, it was like sightsee, do something cool in the morning, snorkel with fucking turtles. The afternoon, we're sitting and we're having a cocktail and we're sitting on this beautiful beach and we're talking to each other or we're reading or we're doing something, you know, that we can not necessarily look outward and experience, but actually look inward, like talk to each other.
Right. Are you excited to take Joni to Hawaii?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
It's as someone who went as a kid, it was so magical.
I want to see all Hawaii, but it's like, I'm fine just going to Kauai all the time.
Yeah. I feel like that's a thing that happens with Hawaii where people get a real like island allegiance where they're like, oh, I always go to Maui. I always go to Kauai.
I guess it's because your first love and it's just so beautiful.
Yeah. Right.
And
I mean,
it's
makes sense.
You know, it has that feeling of feeling like home.
Yeah.
When we flew back on July 4th, we got home at night.
So we were
flying over all the fire. Like,
oh, that's
LA
so cool.
Insane with fireworks.
That's when you want to be in the fucking window.
I was in the window. I was like, damn, man, this is amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I don't think I think Laura was in the window there. Oh, you know what? On the way back, we got lucky too. No one sat in the fucking middle seat again.
This guy's got a hell of
I love
plane
it.
Luck.
So Don, just to kind of wrap things up, where are you going next? Where do you
like what's
go
on
next?
Your list? I'd say like outside
Laura
of like
say, I'm wondering
outside of Christmas travel, yes. you know, because you got to go back home or whatever.
I don't know. With a kid, we have to be like smart about it. So yeah. like Hawaii would maybe make sense.
Yeah,
right. Our dream trips are Japan, mm-hmm. New Zealand, yeah. like Copenhagen.
Yeah,
I think Laura really wants to go to Thailand.
Mm. Oh yeah,
and. I'm definitely interested in going there. It's just for me, it's like Japan is my
your number one.
I think so. I just really, really want to experience. I'd love to be there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to like
go anytime there. You're taking a flight
with a
that
kid.
Long.
I'm not sure, but like right. my, Japan and New Zealand are like tops of my list, and I'm really interested in Scandinavia, like going up there. Like
never
seeing
been.
The fjords and all that crap.
Yeah, I've never been any of those places.
Like Denmark,
well, Thailand,
all that
but,
crap. Yeah, yeah, so that, yeah, those are the kind of
that's
places
next.
I'm interested in next.
Well, thank you so much. Where do you want to plug?
Oh, yeah,
your
plug
pod?
Some things. Plug
sure.
So
Yeah, I have a podcast called The Need to Fail.
It's fantastic.
Comes out every Tuesday. Thank you. And yeah, I just talked to people about their setbacks and how they got over them. And at Don Finelli. On Twitter or at The Need to Fail or don-finelli.com, which you designed.
I did. Indeed.
Synergy. Synergy.
I tried to put like a new video there and I think I fucked it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I was like, I'm just going to leave it like this.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right.
Well, thank you so
hey,
much.
Hey, thanks,
Don.
Guys. Thanks for having
Don.
Me.
Thanks, Don.
Appreciate it.
A pleasure.